From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A series of explosions hit a military academy in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, which has been the target of several insurgent attacks recently. At least two are dead there and at least 10 are wounded. Sunday, Afghanistan held a national day of mourning the day after insurgents used an explosives-laden ambulance to carry out a suicide attack, killing 103, leaving 235 wounded. We asked Indiana University Central Asia scholar Nazif Shirani if Pakistan is complicit in these attacks.
Absolutely, absolutely. There is no doubt about anybody's mind in Afghanistan that these are done by the order of Pakistan. Pakistanis make a point to Trump, don't push us too much and we can cause more harm.
President Trump lashed out at Pakistan in early January, denouncing Islamabad's lies and deceits, as he put it, in the fight against terrorism, with the U.S. suspending hundreds of millions of dollars in security assistance to Islamabad. The 30th African Union Summit underway in Addis Ababa. Among those in attendance, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
I stand here on behalf of the United Nations system and reaffirm our strong commitment to the member states and the people of Africa. I strongly believe Africa is one of the greatest forces for good in our world.
55 heads of state are attending, and the theme of this year's meeting is the fight against corruption. Yemen's prime minister is accusing southern separatists of a coup after they seized several government buildings during fighting Sunday with government forces in the port city of Aden. The fighting left at least 10 people dead. This is VOA News. Turkish forces and their Syrian rebel allies claim to have seized Mount Bersaya, that's near the Kurdish town of Afrin in northwestern Syria, as they press their week-old offensive to clear the Turkish-Syrian frontier of Kurdish militia viewed as a security threat. Meantime, Russia is hosting a summit in Sochi beginning today. They are calling it the Black Sea Peace Congress to deal with the situation in Syria. American actor and UN social envoy Angelina Jolie has called on world leaders to find a solution to the Syrian crisis. Her comments came during a visit to the Za'atari refugee camp in Jordan.
After 7 years of war, most Syrian refugees have exhausted any savings they had. The vast majority of them already live below the poverty line on less than $3 a day. If you imagine what that would mean for your family here it means families going without sufficient food, children unable to get medical treatment, young girls vulnerable to early marriage, and many Syrians facing yet another winter without proper shelter.
Jordan currently hosts more than 1.4 million Syrian refugees, most of them living in urban areas, and around 100,000 in camps. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been released from police detention in Moscow after hundreds or thousands, that is, of pro-opposition marchers rallied against a March election expected to extend President Vladimir Putin's term in the Kremlin. Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets across Russia to protest what Navalny and others have called pseudo-elections. Police arrested Navalny while he was on his way to an authorized rally in Moscow. Here in the U.S., key Republicans have voiced strong support for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's handling of an investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. They are split on what to do about legislation to block President Trump from firing Mueller. Senator Susan Collins of Maine, breaking from some of her Republican colleagues, appeared on the CBS program Face the Nation.
The president cannot directly fire Mr. Mueller. The only person who has that authority is the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, and he's the one who appointed Mr. Mueller in the first place. I asked him about that at a hearing last year, and he was adamant that he would resist any White House pressure to fire Mr. Mueller.
President Trump last week reiterated his long-standing contention that there was no collusion between him and Russian interest to help him defeat his Democratic Party challenger in the 2016 election. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.